Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest was a pastor for 10 years of a spirit-filled congregation and never heard the voice of God. And he got desperate, and he had a visitation, and he was given four keys that he says 100% of the people that will do what he says can hear God as well as him, if not better. Anyone interested? Yes. I'm so excited about Dr. Mark Verkler, because Dr. Verkler heard from God supernaturally on how every true believer can do what the Bible says, can be normal. Normal is defined by the Bible. Hear God's voice daily for themselves. Now, there was a time, Mark, when you as a pastor in a spirit-filled church did not hear God's voice. What'd you do about it?
I struggled for 10 years, and I tried everything that I thought would work. I read more scripture. That didn't work. I fasted longer. That didn't work. I asked people who heard God's voice, what's it sound like? They said, well, you just know that you know. And I said, no, I don't know, which is why I'm asking you. I said, that doesn't help me at all. Tell me what his voice sounds like. And no one could explain what God's voice sounded like. And everything I tried didn't work. I even went to Bible college, got a degree. I got ordained as a minister. All those things are supposed to have worked, I thought.
So he got desperate. And he decided, I'm going to take a year and do nothing but pray that I hear God's voice and do as much study as I can. And he got desperate. And as he got desperate, about 6 months in, suddenly, what happened?
The Lord woke me up about 5 o'clock in the morning with a booming bass voice, which is the only time in my entire life I've heard a booming bass voice. But he said, Mark, get up. I'm going to teach you to hear my voice. And I bolted straight up in bed. I went over to my office and I sat down with my Bible, and he led me to Habakkuk 2, 1 and 2. And he showed me four things that Habakkuk did that allowed him to hear the voice of God, to see vision, and to write out what page after page of what God was saying to him.
Let me tell you what happened when he started hearing God's voice. Well, let's start with your marriage. What happened to your marriage?
Well, my wife said that her marriage improved greatly when I began to hear God's voice.
I could understand that.
And it's because, you know, the Lord in my journal would say, Mark, he would say, love your wife. And I said, I'm going to, as soon as I fix her. And he said, no, I didn't say to fix her. I said, love your wife. I said, I'm going to, as soon as I fix her. He said, Mark, love your wife. 50 times he told me to love my wife just the way she was, without trying to change her personality, make her more like me. He said, she's fine the way she is. And I mean, this is like Christianity 101. You just honor people and love them.
Okay. Your children, how did it affect your relationship there or them?
Well, at that point in time, we had brought a teenage girl into our home, like a foster child. Mm-hmm. She had run away from her parents' home, and her parents went to our church, and they let us bring her into our home. She's breaking all the household rules, acting very rebellious, and I'm really upset with her. And I wanted to just kind of punch her out in Christian love and say, look, if you're going to stay here, you need to keep these rules. And so before I did, I journaled and asked the Lord, Lord, what about this girl?
Lord,
and
what about this girl?
The Lord spoke back and said, she's very insecure. I said, really? And he said, yeah. He said, I want you to love her unconditionally. And I said, really? Because I was going to love her with conditions. Here's my rules. Meet my rules.
You were going to do the exact opposite of what God knew was the key to her heart.
Yeah, because I was looking at the outside facade of rebellion. God was looking at the wounded heart of insecurity and saying, minister to her heart, not her outer facade. And so he had me minister to the true part of her. It made me a better parent, instantly improved my interpersonal relationships with everybody.
Okay, how did it change you in ministry?
Well, in ministry, I learned that I could preach from flow, I could counsel from flow, I could teach from flow. And the Lord said, Mark, he said, your teaching style will be transformed by...
Excuse me, you're using the term flow. What does that mean?
Flow, that is one of those four keys that God taught me that morning. He says his voice sounds like flowing thoughts, and his vision comes as flowing pictures. And the scripture verse that backs it up, Jesus said, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. This he spoke of the Spirit. So when we want to tune to the Holy Spirit within us, we sense him as a flow. So flowing words, flowing thoughts is his voice. Flowing visions are... flowing pictures are his vision. And I didn't know that because I had no theology for flow. So I began to speak from flow. I began to think in flow. I began to counsel from flow.
So how did your messages get different as a result?
Well, they're more fun-loving. They're less rigid. They're less control, less law. Instead of here's a Bible verse, see if you can keep it. And if you can, I'll hit you and I'll beat you and I'll whip you. You know, I noticed Jesus wasn't doing that with me. He was never, and I asked him, I said, don't you want to hit me for sinning here? He said, no, it's covered by the blood. It's fine. It's a learning curve mistake. Don't worry about it. Let's press on. It's fine. And because he treated me that way, I began to preach that way and say, yeah, we make some mistakes and that's okay. It's learning curve mistakes. And I didn't preach harsh law anymore.
How many of you
here's
the
law, try to keep it. I preached who Jesus was inside of you, learning to live tuned to him, and flow and out of him.
His word says, my sheep hear my voice, and you are going to hear God's voice. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. Reserve your place and get ready to experience Israel, the land of the supernatural, with Sid and Joyce Roth.
November 24th to December 3rd, 2015. It's the perfect temperature, and the land is calling your name.
Visit the Mount of Olives, the Garden of Gethsemane, Calvary, and take communion at the Garden Tomb. Visit the Upper Room, Qumran, the home of the Dead Sea Scrolls, and receive ministry as you travel across the Sea of Galilee. If you like, you can be baptized in the Jordan River, the Jewish way, the way Jesus was baptized, and so much more.
The price for this 10-day adventure includes round-trip airfare from New York City, hotel, all taxes, all tips included.
Don't miss out on going with Sid Roth on this Israel tour for this special low price. Please specify the Sid Roth Israel trip when you call or visit sidroth.org/Israel. We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, one of the things I notice about Dr. Berkler is he smiles a lot. He laughs a lot. Were you always this way?
No, I was very, very stuck in the mud and very sober and very control-oriented. And when I began to journal and use vision and I saw Jesus, he was laughing hilariously all the time. And I said, Lord, you know, I'm so uptight here. And he said, Mark, relax. I got everything under control. It's okay. And he taught me to laugh.
Now, actually, I've heard from a medical viewpoint, laughing releases chemicals inside the body that heal you.
It's absolutely healing. And we, as Christians, we need to laugh. A merry heart does good like medicine. It heals our bodies. So he wants us to be healthy, so he draws us into laughter.
Okay, tell me again what Jesus said to you, and then the four supernatural keys that came from heaven on how to hear God's voice. And by the way, is this something for everyone or just special people like you? You're a ministry.
This is for everybody, all right? I've taught it from 5-year-olds up to 92-year-olds. They've all heard the voice of God. If they will use these four keys, we guarantee them they will hear the voice of God. And it's worked for 35 years all over the world on all the continents I've taught it on.
Tell me what God told you. And what are the four keys?
All right, so the Lord said, I'm going to teach you to hear my voice. So he took me to Habakkuk 2:1-2. Now, Habakkuk is a prophet who can hear the voice of God.
So that's what makes him a prophet.
That's what makes him a prophet. And so he says, I'm going to my guard post, which means go have a quiet place to get alone with God. And I think all of us knew that was important, all right? So I quiet myself down. And then Habakkuk said, and that was key number one, just quiet yourself down. And some soft, soaking music, great way to do it. I mean, King David, he used soft music in the background 24/7, just beautiful worship music. It's a great way to quiet yourself down. And then Habakkuk said, I'm going to keep watch to see what the Lord's going to speak. And I said, what? You should be saying, I'm going to listen to hear what the Lord's going to speak. I mean, because what are you trying to see? I mean, when I'm trying to hear God's voice, I'm not trying to see anything. I'm trying to hear. And the Lord said, Mark, vision's a very important part of prayer. And you should take the eyes of your heart and you should pray over them like Paul prayed. I pray that the eyes of your heart would be enlightened and you should fix them on Jesus and you should see Jesus present with you.
Well, wait a second. This sounds like visualization, which is a New Age concept.
Right, exactly. And it might also be a biblical concept. You just never know.
Give me a scripture.
Well, how about Acts 2:25? David says, I behold the Lord always in my presence. He's at my right hand, and I will not be shaken. And in Psalm 16:8, where he's quoting that from, he says, I have set the Lord at my right hand. So that means he took and decided to picture the Lord right there.
And just because the New Age copies biblical things doesn't mean we should throw the baby out with the dirty bathwater.
Well, the fact they copied that means it was worth enough to copy. You don't copy $1 bills. You only copy 20s and 50s. So I don't throw anything out that's being copied. I find out what's the real value. Let's do it. We say a picture's worth 1,000 words. So maybe if I see Jesus here next to me, it might have 1,000 times more power to impact my life than just thinking he's next to me. And so I'm going to turn my theology into pictures.
I have to ask you, what does Jesus look like with that one you visualize?
Well, for me, he has long flowing white robes and he's got sandals on his feet, very gentle, loving countenance, eyes that twinkle, big smile on his face. That's what I normally see, all right? And when I first started seeing vision, I only saw him from the shoulders on down.
Now, I was going to ask you that because many people have never had a vision of Jesus. In fact, most believers never have. So you kind of started without even seeing his face.
That's right, you know? And then after, within a week or two, I did begin to see for his eyes twinkling and a big smile on his lips. And other people have told me the same thing. They start with the shoulders on down, and as you move into intimacy and you use the eyes of your heart purposefully, more appears. And the more intensely you look, the more you see too. And you know, we define this as godly imagination. We say godly imagination is picturing those things that God says are so. So I'm not afraid of godly imagination. I have a definition for it. If God says Jesus is with me, I can picture that. And then I can do more than that. I can say, Holy Spirit, take over this scene, bring it alive. So it's more than a godly imagination. Let me step into a flowing vision. And as I release it, I step into a flowing vision and I step from a godly imagination into a vision. And I do it all the time. And everyone who's listening can do that every single day of their life. And they can see vision all the time.
Now, Mark talks about something that is so intriguing to me because I've heard a lot of other people talk about this. And that is, he can go into the throne room of God for godly wisdom. How would you like some godly wisdom on some of the things going on in your life right now? Tell me about this going into the throne room.
Well, a prophet said to me, well, why don't you ask the Lord where he wants to meet you? And I said, okay. And I said, Lord, where do you want to meet me? He said, I'd like to meet you in heaven. I said, why? He said, because I live there. And I said, well, of course, you want to show me around your home, right? And so it's a matter of selecting a different picture. So instead of me deciding to picture Jesus at the Sea of Galilee, I decide to picture him in heaven and me there with him because I am in heaven and so are you. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places.
That's right. The scripture says that we're in two places at one time.
Well, exactly.
We're here and according to Ephesians, we're there.
So exactly. And so I can either think that I'm seated with him or I can see myself seated with him. If it's okay to think it, it's okay to see it.
Tell me about, and because I really relate to this, seeing all the things that are coming on this earth right now, just hearing the news every day, you can get to be a very negative person. And this is what happened to Mark. What did you do about that?
I was looking at Washington, D.C. in my mind's eye, And I was saying, I don't like what I see. I see a lot of evil and improper behavior.
You don't have to tell us. We all see the same thing.
And I was full of anger at what I saw, and I was full of fear. And I thought, well, those aren't gifts of the Holy Spirit. Those aren't fruits of the Holy Spirit. There's something wrong. So I said, Lord, what's wrong? He said, well, you're looking at Washington, D.C., and you don't see me there. I said, you're right. I just see politicians. He said, well, you're not seeing truth, because the truth is I'm everywhere. I said, oh, you did mention that somewhere in the Bible, didn't you? And so obviously I'm looking at a picture that contains a lie, which is Jesus isn't there. So let's throw it out and get a picture that contains the truth. And I said, Jesus, where are you in Washington? And this is my morning devotions. And I look for a vision, and a picture floats into my mind of Jesus enthroned on a throne above Washington, D.C., his flowing robes flowing down over Congress and the White House, his glory streaming down over Congress and the White House. And he said in my heart, he said, Mark, I rule in Washington, D.C.
I like that picture. When we come back, we'll get the rest of these supernatural keys.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Mark Verkler's box set, The Hearing God Experience, which includes his powerful interactive book and bookmark and prayer journal, and exclusive to our It's Supernatural friends, his two-part audio CD teaching The Four Keys to Hearing God's Voice, and this anointed interactive soaking prayer audio CD, Your Galilee Experience, with anointed Hebraic music by LaDonna Taylor. Yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9304. Through Mark Verkler's interactive box set, The Hearing God Experience, you will learn four revelatory keys to hearing God's voice, discover how to hear and know God's voice for yourself, discern what God is saying to you about every area of your life, learn a seven-step process for Bible meditation that will birth new revelation in you time and time again, walk in intimacy with God 24/7. Mark Verkler's interactive two-part audio CD set, Four Keys to Hearing God's Voice, which is exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience, includes powerful prayers of deliverance that Mark will lead you in, which will give you freedom and release. Also included is Mark Verkler's anointed interactive soaking prayer audio CD, Your Galilee Experience, with anointed Hebraic music by LaDonna Taylor. Don't miss out on getting Mark Verkler's box set, The Hearing God Experience, which includes his powerful interactive book and bookmark and prayer journal, and exclusive to our It's Supernatural friends, his two-part audio CD teaching The Four Keys to Hearing God's Voice, and this anointed interactive soaking prayer audio CD, Your Galilee Experience, with anointed Hebraic music by LaDonna Taylor. Yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9304. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9304 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know what I find so fascinating? Once you understand these supernatural keys to hearing God's voice, have you ever seen a pastor stand up and give a prophecy, or an evangelist stand up and have words of knowledge? And you said, boy, I would like to hear that, God. If people use these supernatural keys, can they flow in the gifts of the Spirit?
Yes.
Just an average person.
Yes, they absolutely can. It's incredibly simple. If we make this harder than a child can do, it's not Christianity. So when you're checking out, the lady's checking you out at the grocery store, you can say, Lord Jesus, I know you're standing there next to this lady. And you just picture the Lord next to her and say, what do you want to say to this lady right now? And you tune to flow, and the flowing thought that comes to you, share it with them. A word of encouragement, a word of love, a word of life. It's just a flowing thought that comes, and you speak it.
But what is the difference between your own thoughts and a flowing thought? Explain this.
Well, my own thoughts are connected. They're analytical. They're cognitive. I say, 2 + 2 = I think it's 4. That's connected lineal thinking. Flowing thought, I don't build it myself. It just comes with a life of its own. And if it's coming from the Holy Spirit, it lines up with the names of Jesus. It's wonderful comfort, it's counsel, it's life, it's healing.
So are you telling me you don't even have to think for this flow to occur?
No, when you think, you cut it off.
Okay, that leads to the fourth key, journaling. What is journaling?
Journaling is, God said to Habakkuk, he said, inscribe the vision. Get your pencil out and write it down. So I use my keyboard and I say, Lord, what do you want to say to me? And then I tune to flow, and when the flow kicks in, I just write. I just type or write.
Why do you bother writing? Why don't you just remember it?
Because if you write, you can write in faith for 5 or 10 or 15 minutes, and God can talk to me for 15 minutes and I can get a page or two. And because I don't have to test it now, because I'm going to write in faith, because I know I can test it later once I've got it all written out.
How do you test it?
I test it by making sure it's compatible with Scripture, all right, and make sure it lines up with the names of Jesus and the fruit of the Spirit, you know, and the gifts of the Spirit, and not the names of Satan or the fruit of Satan, all right? Can't be accusative, negative, destructive, or a thief, all right? So who does it line up with? Bible's in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, every rhema is confirmed. So I email it out to my wife and a couple others and say, do you feel in your heart it came from God? If they say yes, then I'm going to run with it at that point in time.
Tell me someone that used these 4 supernatural keys and began to operate in, say, a gift of the Spirit. Pick one person out.
Well, one lady is a lady named Tara, and she has become a tremendous blogger, where she gets these amazing visions. Way beyond the visions I see, more precise, more detailed, and she blogs them out, she sends them out, and it just opened up that entire ministry to her of seeing in the Spirit. Other people have had dreams, the ability to dream. And I've had a person say, you know, all the gifts of the Spirit just became alive within them once they learned to tune to flow and hear the voice of God.
You said something so profound to me about whatever you focus on, it grows. Explain that.
This is a rhema word God gave to me many years ago. He said, Mark, whatever you fix your eyes on grows within you, and whatever grows within you, you become. And at that point in my life, I was fixing my eyes on my sinfulness and saying, oh, Mark, you're a miserable, low-down sinner. And so sinfulness grew within me, and I became more sinful. And then to overcome it, I would fix my eyes on biblical law, and legalism would grow within me, and I become a legalist. And he said, don't do that. He said, fix your eyes on Jesus. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, and then Jesus grows within you and you become Christ-like. And so the year that I focused on abiding in Christ and seeing Jesus with me all the time, he pointed out at the end of the year that sin that I'd battled with all my life had fallen away as a byproduct of letting Jesus grow within me.
Okay, I want you to flow right now and pray a supernatural prayer of impartation for those that are watching.
All right. Well, let me pray for you right now. Father, I just release to those who are watching, to those with open hearts, I release to you right now the faith that God has given to me to believe that there's a river within, which is the river of God, which does flow and giving flowing thoughts and flowing visions, God's voice and God's vision. So I release faith into your heart right now, and I say, faith, arise. Faith, arise. Faith, arise. And I'd like you to just put your hands out and say, I receive that gift of faith. I receive that gift of faith, and I choose to believe the river within me and the flow within me is the river of God, as the Bible has declared. And as you make that your declaration, you will walk in that river, and you will live in that river, and God will be glorified.
And of course, the main key before you activate those 4 keys is to know God. This is eternal life, that you might know Him. I want you to do what the Bible says. Repeat this prayer out loud, because the Bible says if you confess with your mouth, you'll believe in your heart, and you will be rescued. Say, dear God, out loud, dear God, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. I believe the blood of Jesus washes away my sins, and I am clean. And now that I am clean, I boldly proclaim that Jesus is my Messiah and Lord. Jesus, live inside of me. Be my Lord. Amen.
Did you know God is trying to communicate with you every moment of the day and even at night when you're sleeping? Do you realize what a difference it would make if you could really hear what he wants to tell you? You would have answers to life's problems and clear direction for every decision you need to make. His wisdom and discernment to help you succeed in your relationships, with your work, in your business, and with planning for your future. Supernatural blessings and miracle breakthroughs would become the norm rather than the exception.
When I got saved, I really wanted to hear God's voice, and no one could teach me how to hear God's voice.
Mark Verkler received a powerful revelation from God on how to consistently hear God's voice. Over the last 35 years, he has taught almost 1 million people worldwide on how they can clearly hear God's voice. Now he wants to mentor you. Call now and get Mark Verkler's box set, The Hearing God Experience, which includes his powerful interactive book and bookmark and prayer journal, and exclusive to our It's Supernatural friends, his two-part audio CD teaching The Four Keys to Hearing God's Voice, and this anointed interactive soaking prayer audio CD, Your Galilee Experience, with anointed Hebraic music by LaDonna Taylor. Yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9304. The truth is, you cannot have an intimate relationship with God without being able to hear God's voice. Through Mark Verkler's interactive box set, The Hearing God Experience, you will learn four revelatory keys to hearing God's voice. Discover how to hear and know God's voice for yourself. Discern what God is saying to you about every area of your life. Learn a seven-step process for Bible meditation that will birth new revelation in you time and time again. Understand how to interpret what God is sharing in your dreams. Watch miracles and healing become a normal part of your life. Walk in intimacy with God 24/7. Mark Verkler's interactive two-part audio CD set, Four Keys to Hearing God's Voice, which is exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience, includes powerful prayers of deliverance that Mark will lead you in, which will give you freedom and release.
Dr. Verkler says he'll give you your money back if you follow his instructions and you don't hear God's voice. You're so sure.
Absolutely, 100% sure.
Also included is Mark Verkler's anointed interactive soaking prayer audio CD, Your Galilee Experience, with anointed Hebraic music by LaDonna Taylor.
You're going to be with Jesus, walking with him side by side, hand in hand. And so in that CD, we're going to be coaching you, and then you'll be able to journal and write down what God is saying to you.
This box set literally has everything you need to actually learn to hear God's voice.
I can tell you this. The gifts of the Spirit that you've always wanted, they all operate under these four supernatural keys to hearing God's voice. So, what are you waiting for? Call the number. Let's get God moving you into your destiny. Aren't you tired of sitting on the bench watching others?
Don't miss out on getting Mark Verkler's box set, The Hearing God Experience, which includes his powerful interactive book and bookmark and prayer journal, and exclusive to our It's Supernatural friends, his two-part audio CD teaching The Four Keys to Hearing God's Voice, and this anointed interactive soaking prayer audio CD, Your Galilee Experience, with anointed Hebraic music by LaDonna Taylor. Yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9304. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9304 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
My guest says that you can silence Satan forever. Is there anyone here interested in that?
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.